March 4th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, more than anything, as the world witnesses the sinful activity of Vladimir Putin in Russia, learn that it is what is in hearts that counts. This sin had to be in his heart before it was acted upon in the world. Keep your hearts pure and in the light as you are children of light. Hearts do not betray the truth if they are in the light. It is when selfish ambition enters hearts that the truth leaves." Mr. Putin tested the waters of international response to his actions. Now he will continue on. Armies need to act against him. Yes, he has nuclear capabilities, but so do others. He is not so foolish as to threaten his own safety. Often the way to peace is military action, unfortunately. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2, and 6 through 11. "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.